I would like to get from each of you your pick for the best image at the show and the best sound at the show. Chris, let's start with you.
Oh boy, put me on the spot.
Sorry.
The B&O system did sound amazing. I mean, really amazing. But at $75,000 to $80,000, it's hard for me to pick that, you know, as something in the real world. I really like the sound of Sandy Gross's speakers, the Golden Ear, and he had the improved version of their towers. And for about I think $2,500 a pair, they have some powered towers. Towers with powered subwoofers that they've just enhanced a little bit. They have that folded tweeter, the high velocity folded ribbon tweeter. And I think in terms of real world pricing, around, you know, like $2,500 a pair, they sounded great. Best image, I would say I've always had a sweet spot for OLED, and this show didn't disappoint me. I think the Signature Series OLED, from the limited time that I spent with it, had the best looking image at the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Robert, how about you?
On the TV side of things, it is hard to deny the appeal of OLED. And that OLED temple right when you walked into LG's area.
It was
amazing. So, yeah. It was so dark in there, yet when the imagery started, you know, there was backlight bleed or anything you'd associate with an LCD. That right there, there was imagery flying around that room as one solid tiled display that was just gorgeous. Really nice presentation. However, over at the Optoma booth, they were demonstrating a single chip DLP RGB LED projector prototype. Ooh. That even in its chunky state, there was not even a real case on it or any. Yeah, there it is. Awesome. that really pleased my eyes. I cannot wait to see it. In 2015, I looked at LG's PF1500, which is a single chip DLP 1080p smart projector with RGB LED illumination. Mm-hmm. And all I wanted was something brighter and with better optics and with more inputs. The smart side of things, that's always cool. I never thought I would say that I wanted a smart projector until I actually had one. But if Optoma can get that part out with true 4K resolution, an RGB light engine with LED light engine that is as robust, they claim 20,000 hours. I haven't talked to anyone who's actually had one of these LED-based light engines burn out yet. So at least 20,000 hours and with adequate illumination. And the demo I saw was plenty bright. That really had me excited. And I'm hoping to see more affordable RGB LED projectors, because up to this point, from some of the great manufacturers out there, they're just very, very expensive. Like Digital Projections RGB LED projector. It is sublime, but
it's in the six figures.
Exactly. And those projectors are capable of very expanded color palettes. Especially with red, that was one of the primaries that really just stood out to me, even with the current gen technology. So props to Optoma. Hopefully they get that out sooner. They also had a series of 1080p projectors at 720p prices. So they've got a lot of good stuff going on the projector side that I'm really looking forward to seeing for 2016.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you on the Optoma prototype that they were showing there of the DLP 4K single chip DLP, which is Texas Instruments showed it to us at Cedia last fall, and here it is going to be a commercial product. Optoma talked about it. They didn't have a price point on it or a delivery, other than saying it's going to be sometime this year.
Okay,
so it's not total vaporware. It's just in a fairly early stage of development. And that looked very interesting to me, too. It looked really good as well. But before I give you mine, Robert, you didn't hear a lot of audio at the show, but did you hear anything you particularly liked?
I'm a fan of what Riva Audio does for portable audio. Their Bluetooth Turbo X speaker really impressed me last year. They did an updated smaller model that fixed every little niggling thing I could think of with the Turbo X, called the S model. And then they demonstrated an upcoming product that's a little larger, a little beefier, but made for indoor-outdoor use and with wireless technology so it can stream all your favorite sources. They're going directly after someone like Sonos. And the demonstration, these folks are as committed and dedicated to reproducing audio accurately as any company. Yeah, right there. Right in the middle, that middle box with the glass of water sitting on top of it.
Yeah, wasn't that amazing?
They cranked that thing up with, I think we were doing a Bluetooth stream to it as well, with just audio on one of the engineers' phones. And the balance of that box produced almost no vibration at all. There was just a hint of ripple on the top of that water as it filled the room, and it frankly sounded fantastic. And this was with some really critical listening soundtracks too, where you had fine instruments and in addition to a little rock and roll. And the leader or the spiritual leader of that company is an icon within the music community. And
it was
a fantastic thing. I really look forward to checking that product out, especially if they can hit the price point they're doing. That's going to be something to really consider for portable home audio, especially if you're come summertime when you want to drag something out back and you don't have an audio system out there, or you just want something to plug and play within the home. I'm pleased with what I heard.
I totally agree with you. By the way, that's the spiritual leader of that company is Ricky Farr, who was on my podcast. If those of you who didn't see that podcast, you should go back to it, because it was like an hour and a half of him telling stories about his career, which was amazing. Just amazing.
That's an interview worth listening to. Just is an immensely, I don't know, a cool person, but just he has seen and done a lot. And it's fun to talk to somebody like that.
Yeah. And he's so dedicated to quality, musical quality. And it shows in the products that he showed there and that he's come out with already with his company. Those are very interesting products. They sound great. They also provide their own Wi-Fi hotspot. So you don't even need to be in a Wi-Fi network in order to use them. Multiple speakers, multiple sources. It's really, really remarkable. Okay, Tom, your turn. Best image, best sound.
I'll give you two for best image. I shouldn't do that, but one I just like to second the recommendation of the opening booth at the LG where they had all the OLEDs in the closed room. What'd you call it? OLED Cathedral.
Or temple.
I'll definitely second that because I sat through that demo at least 10 times. And, it wasn't long. It was like a minute long, but I couldn't get out of there. And on the more practical side, the Wolf Cinema projectors over at the Venetian Hotel, they were showing their new top of the line, which is based on a JVC OLED chassis, and they had an upward processor with it. And it was
not OLED, DILA.
DILA, right. What am I thinking? OLED, okay. DILA.
OLED on the brain.
I'm waiting for an OLED projector. That's
right.
I'm not sure how they're going to do that, but it was a pretty amazing picture on that one. On the audio side, I would say probably the Amplifier Technologies had a surround sound booth set up, which had pretty phenomenal sound, I thought. They had a very small video monitor, which was barely adequate, but I thought it was a great sounding booth.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll chime in with mine. I would agree that the LG OLEDs certainly won my vote for best image at the show from a flat panel. And I'd have to say that the Wolf Cinema, also in the Venetian, Tom, you mentioned it, probably was the best projected image I saw. I certainly liked the Optima image, and I was super happy that they're developing that new 4K DLP technology. But I thought the Wolf Cinema, which was in a very totally light controlled room as opposed to the Optima, and the Sony 5000 was in the Sony booth, but neither of them had total light control. So that was a bit of a problem. But the Wolf Cinema just looked great. And the OLED, of course, looked fantastic as well. In terms of sound, I didn't hear as much as some at all. But one of the best sounds I heard was in the light harmonic room. It was a suite at the Venetian, and in the second sort of room of the suite, there was a new company called Stark that has a completely new line of speakers and amplifiers, pure class A amplifiers at 400 watts per channel. that sounded phenomenal. I mean, it just sounded great. Now this is again in the stratosphere. But it really sounded amazing. And in fact, the CTO of that company who designed not only the speakers, but the amps as well, is going to be on this very show in February. I don't know exactly when yet. We're still working on that, but I'm going to have him on the show to talk about that technology. Cause it was really impressive. Very impressive. Other sounds that I really loved were the Emotiva, the ELAC speakers, were all just great. I didn't hear the B&O. I wish I had, but I didn't. So, but I'm sure that would have been right up there as well.